praise God. Thank you. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Praise God. Life of overcoming. Of ceaseless praise. You know, we've learned something about praise at Pilgrim Camp. I can't be coming too long without learning something about the value of praising God. We'll probably talk more about that this week, because that's one way in which we glorify Him. Whoso offereth praise, the Bible says, glorifies me. I was thinking of Brother Hans Walfogel, you know, the man I never met. He told a story one time about, I don't know if it was Freddy the Frog, maybe it was Friedrich the Frog, but he told a story about a little frog that was hopping down the street. This was out in the country. Who of our children have ever, maybe in science class, or they've ever turned cream into butter? Have you all done that? I said, our little children. Who's done that? You've turned cream into butter, yeah. And what do? You have to shake it, shake it, shake it, then you pass it to the next one, and they shake it, and they stir it, and they shake it, and eventually it turns into butter, right? And then you usually have crackers or bread there, and the teacher lets everybody taste it. I remember those days a long time ago. Well, Freddy the Frog, he was hopping home from Sunday school, and just having a great time, and wasn't really paying attention to where he was going. And he hopped, and he landed in a bucket of cream on the porch of one of the homes that he was passing by. Plop! And he couldn't get out, because the walls were too high, the bucket was too deep, and so he didn't know what to do. He could only hold his breath for so long. He tried to get up to the surface, take a breath, he sunk back down again. Now he was in trouble. Right, Steve? So anyway, he remembered, as he was flipping over, he remembered what he had learned in Sunday school that morning from Philippians. I think I made that one up. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. And he said, well, our teacher always said we have to put into practice the things that we learn. So now's as good a time as ever. He didn't think he had any reason to rejoice, but the Bible says rejoice always, so even in this bucket of cream. So he started hopping up and down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You ever hear a frog say that? Praise the Lord. You got to listen very closely. And he's up and down, up and down. And you know, before you know it, the cream turned into butter, and he was able to climb right out, jump out the top, and merrily go his way home. And so he found out that it really does pay to praise the Lord when you're in trouble. Brother Hunt's told it much better than I could. But I like that story. You know, when we praise the Lord, we invite Jesus to come. And when Jesus comes, he can make anything happen. Have you ever been in a problem and you didn't know what to do? You couldn't find a way out? And so you remembered, I've been taught in church from the Bible that I should praise God and keep my eyes on the Lord. And so you do that. you make yourself praise the Lord. You don't feel like it, maybe, but you know it's the right thing to do because the Bible commands us to. And you say, Lord, I know that you're in control. I know that you have not forgotten me. I know that you have a way out where there seems to be no way out. And so I'm just going to praise you even before I see the answer. I'm going to praise you because I belong to you and I'm in good hands. And so you praise him and praise him and praise him. And after a while, changes start taking place. The first place the changes take place is in you. God begins to change you on the inside. You thought that you needed changes in your circumstances, but God saw that you needed changes in your own heart, first of all. And then, when God is able to bring about the changes in our attitude, the changes in our faith, the changes that perhaps things that have hindered his working in our life, then God begins to work. And sometimes he changes our circumstances, and we certainly praise him for that. And sometimes we see the circumstances didn't need to change so much after all. The change needed to take place in me. Praise God. Brother Hans Walfogel was riding his bicycle in Fredericksburg, Virginia, I'm told. I ministered in Fredericksburg for 2.5 years, and I was told this story. And he was riding his bike, and he was coming down a hill, and I don't know if he pulled the wrong handbrake or something, but he tumbled over, and he ended up in a ditch, and the bike landed on top of him, and he was like he was beaten up. It was quite something. And he was in a lot of pain. And so he was, of course, praying that God would restore him and take away his pain and make life pleasant again. And as he's praying, he said, the Lord spoke to him and said, you know, you're praying that I'll heal you. He said, but I've been doing a lot of things. I've been dealing with you about something, and you have not been giving me what I want. You want me to give you what you want, but you have not been giving me what I want. And he said, I realized God was talking to me about something, and I was not willing to give God the response that he desired. But when I was in trouble, I wanted him to quickly come to my aid. You know, a lot of people are like that. We're so quick to accuse God that he didn't give me what I wanted, what I prayed for. But then we stop and think, but do I always give him what he's looking for in my life? And so the Lord had to make a change in Brother Hans's heart, first of all. He had to get from him the response that he desired. And then after he made that change in his heart, then the healing and the restoration came soon after. But those are good stories. Good stories to help us to know that it's so important that we praise God. That when we praise him, Jesus comes to us. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. He comes to us in our heart first of all. And then he comes and touches our bodies and works in our circumstances and does what no one else could do. And he gets all the glory. And that's how we glorify him in praising him. Because we open the way for him to show us his salvation. Show us what he can do that no one else can do. And then when he does it, there's no one to thank but Jesus himself. Praise God. And so, while you're here at camp, open up your heart. Praise him. Learn how to do that. Jump up and down if you need to, like Freddy the Frog. And when you leave here, everything will be cream. Cream and sugar. Praise God. Lord, teach us how to praise you with all our hearts so that you can make the changes in us, first of all, that you desire. And then the changes that you see that we need in our lives, we know will be forthcoming. Jesus, open our eyes today to see how worthy you are of all of our praise. Help us to do what the Bible says, not just to read it, not just to listen to others do it. But Lord, every one of us have reason to praise you with all that is within us. Yes. We are called to bless the Lord. And we can't do that apart from your grace. And so as we open our hearts and we open our mouths. We pray that you will send that sweet anointing upon us, that coming of Jesus to us, that will cause our praises to be glorious and to really honor our Father in the way that he deserves to be. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful way that you have chosen for us. And we want to go your way, Lord. That's the best way. It's the only way. It's the way that leads to glory. And so we praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise God.
I'd like to give a testimony about praising the Lord.
Please, come, Sister Ruth.
One day, many years ago, my husband was invited to go to the west, to California to hold special meetings. And they didn't know how to praise the Lord, but he taught them how. And then he was going to go from California to Taiwan to hold special meetings. And we said goodbye to him at the airport. And when I came home, Philip was very, very sick. He couldn't keep anything in his stomach. And, well, we tried everything. You know how we do, mothers do. But he just got worse and worse. And we had the camp pray. We had Ridgewood pray. We had our own church pray. Very hard for him. And a couple of days, he just got worse all the time. And he was losing weight, and he could hardly stand. And the Lord came to me and said, "Why don't you praise the Lord?" So I said, "Philip," and he was in bed. I says, "Philip, we have enough prayers that have been gone up for us, but now we have to praise the Lord." And you know, he was so sick. He got up and he could hardly stand straight. And we began to praise the Lord. And it felt like brass up there. But, you know, we kept up praising the Lord and praising the Lord. And finally the Lord came through to his own heart and to mine. And then my Jesus began to work in his heart. And he couldn't keep any food down. And I didn't know what to do, but I said to the Lord, I said, "Lord, I'm going to go to the supermarket. Now show me what I should get so that he could eat." And the Lord showed me to get pea soup. And I got peas, and I made nice soup. And, you know, that's the first thing that he was able to digest. Isn't that wonderful? And so for a few days, he just ate that pea soup. And it helped him. And he began to get better. He had lost about 35 pounds. But, you know, Jesus was faithful. And he made him every bit whole. Later on, he went to college and we had to have a physical exam. And he was every bit whole. There was nothing wrong with him. Isn't it wonderful? That's real in my life, and I thank God for that. And of course, it gave me a verse from the Bible that said, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." And we found that everlasting strength. Praise God.
Bless the Lord.
Lord, oh my soul, let me If God has done great things for you, let's stand together while we sing. If you're in the midst of a trial, and you need to get your eyes on Jesus and praise him this morning, open your heart to his wonderful working. Stand to your feet and let's sing it right to him. Bless the Lord means praise the Lord, O my soul. And let's do it with all that is within us.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice.
wants to break some bondages in our lives today as we're praising him. And he wants to come to us in the way that we so greatly need him. And so let's sing that chorus again. Let's look for Jesus as we sing. He has come to inhabit the praises of his people, to take his rightful place upon the throne of our hearts, and to command his will to be done in our lives. And so let's claim that as we praise him with all that is within us. Praise the Lord. Sing Jesus is all the world to me. It's one of my favorite songs. And we can bring our offering to the Lord as we sing. Again, the offering this morning will once again be put into the fund that will enable boys and girls to come and enjoy camp that otherwise would not be able to. Praise God.
477.
All right, wait for that voice. Thank you. Let's stand together as we sing. Our ushers will wait upon us. 477. Jesus is all the world to me.